So, hello everybody. Welcome to the meeting. We're going to call this meeting to order at this time. So, today's on the agenda is we're going to talk about convention and the students' division role in this state convention. So, and we're also going to talk about, we're going to iron out the final details of Michigan Got Talent. Because as you guys know, the student division is hosting that event. Is everyone okay with that?
I'm all right.
God. Okay, so how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Okay, that's good. I wish I could say the same, but we'll get through it. A situation that I wanted to make clear is I have been meeting with all the presidents 2 weeks ago. So this is old news. Meeting with the presidents 2 weeks ago, we came up that whether you are performing or just attending, everyone will have to pay a admission fee. Right now, the fee is, I believe, is $10.
$10.
Yep. And so, but if you come to the, if you pay at the door, it'll be $15. So, that's first thing first. So, make sure y'all get the message out, whether you're performing or just coming to watch. Everyone has to pay admission fee. Yeah. Another thing that I want to talk about is, we're going to get the judge situation ironed out because I still don't know. I'm still lost on what we're doing with the judges. So what do you guys think we should do? Do you guys think that there should be only students on the panel, or what do you guys think?
Steven? I think there should be a mix of both students and people from on the Michigan State Board, just a mix.
Okay, so since there's three judges, I was thinking we can pull two students and one person from the Michigan State Board. Does that sound good?
I think so.
What everyone thinks? Robert.
Don't forget that y'all also have Gene, the national student rep, coming down from California.
So there'll be four, right?
Mm-mm. Well, he could be your third, if you're because he's a student. So
yeah. So why don't we just do Gene, Janae, and I'm not going to be a justice. Obviously, I'm going to be hosting.
I'm going to take my spot.
Gene, Janae, we'll I have to find someone else who would want to be a judge. But, so does everyone agree on two students and one person from the board?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So, hold on, guys. Let me just put this down in my notes so I will remember.
Andrew, some, I forgot to mention also this meeting is being recorded, so if you want the recording, feel free to ask. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got thank my you. DM-720 rolling, so yeah.
Okay. So anything else you guys wanna talk about or you guys wanna add in? About the convention, the Michigan's Got Talent.
All I've got to say, man, is that this year's a convention. What with everything going on? Because I attended a meeting this morning about the carnival this morning, and man, it's gonna and this year's convention is gonna be. It's gonna be a real hoot, man. Can't wait. No, nothing but love and hope and positivity coming from this. I can't wait.
Okay. Robert.
Robert.
So remember the get your, I have to get your, the,
yeah, we're going to move on to that next.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that being said, a mission form process for the talent show. So I don't, okay, so I have an idea. I really don't want this form to be difficult to fill out. I don't want it to be strenuous. I want it to be simple and easy. So I'm going to, does everyone agree to limit the questions on the form to 5 at the most?
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't want it, I don't want it to be an inconvenience to anybody. Like, oh, it's all these questions. Because I know that's how I think. I'll be honest with you. That's how I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to make it seem like we interviewing them for a position at a job. So, what should our 5 questions be? Because we're going to finalize them tonight, and we're going to get them to Robert, and Robert and Ethereum is going to make the admissions form and upload it, and we're going to, Steven, you're going to send out an email letting everyone know that the admission process is open for Michigan's Got Talent.
Okay.
So, any suggestions on what the 5 questions should be? We're going to just think of a lot of them, and then we're going to slim it down to 5. The 5 most important questions are 5 most relevant. So, Janae?
What is your name?
Just say one so far. Okay, first name. No one put name. No one says name. We already going to ask that. That's off the. That's off the.
Okay, dude, we still got to say all 5. You got to put all 5 out there. So what's your name? What's your talent?
Okay, name, that's 2 talent. So far. What about you, Steven? You have any ideas?
What does the National Federation of the Blind mean to you?
Okay, then my question is, what part of Michigan are you from?
Okay. And what inspired you? What inspired this talent? Could be one, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so we know we have first and last name, or we can do stage name.
Oh,
Lord. Yeah,
if anyone has.
We can do stage name. I think that sounds more, you know, it makes the people think. You know, y'all know what I mean? Something unique, like, what's your stage name? Or you know what I mean? And make people think. So.
That's creative.
So, I guess that could be the first question. What's your stage name? Okay, so that's number one,
or
Robert.
You can, or you can make it a two-part question type. Like, what is your name and what is your stage name? Did you only want to do 5 questions?
No, I think that's too redundant because most likely people who's going to be there already knows the real person name. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a bit redundant. I mean, but we'll see. So we can do what's your stage name, what's your talent? That's 2.
What part of Michigan are you from?
What part of Michigan are you from? What part of Michigan you rapping? what does the National Federation of the Blind means to you? And that's 4. Let me think of the 5th one. Help me, y'all. What does your talent means to you?
Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you said something like that, but didn't you say what inspired your talent? Or
yeah, what? Yeah, what inspired your talent?
Yeah, that sounds more professional.
Yeah, because that it's same thing with what part of Michigan you find out, what part of Michigan you rapping.
You know, it got to be a little ghetto, okay?
No, not anymore.
It could be 99.9% professional and 0.1% ghetto, okay? Jeez, calm down.
Janae is right because all jokes aside, think about this, y'all. This is your kind of a step back into the spotlight. This is your first interview.
I'm just joking.
You know. But this
we also
funny.
Put a disclaimer in it, don't we?
Sorry.
I'm quite sure Robert and them are gonna add that it's part of the student code of conduct.
Yeah, like a little disclaimer, but like, oh, like,
period. The
but like the like your performance has to be a max of 5 minutes long. No longer than 5 minutes.
Is that the time y'all want to set for performances?
Because if it's a lot of people performing, we don't want to be sitting there for like 5-10 minutes long. And
I feel like we should do between 10 and 5. So I was thinking like 7, because some people want to get up there and tell. What if someone want to tell comedy? You can't really. You can make people laugh in 5 minutes, but I think 7.
That's a good point. What are you all considering talent? Because a lot of people have a lot of definitions.
Okay,
I consider talent as comedy,
performing arts.
Yeah, so that's dance.
No, we can't do dance. I don't think everybody would be able to see on the board. That's just...
I know, but you don't want to deny nobody their talent. I mean, you know, they can bob their head to the music. But you don't want to say just because everyone here can't see, you can't do it.
Right.
Okay.
Very true. Very good point. This is almost becoming philosophical, y'all.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I think we should keep dance. I think dance should be a talent because, you know.
So comedy, like rhythm. Performing arts.
So if they feel the beat, they might get up there and dance with you.
I agree with you.
No?
But it's okay. Okay, see. So I might make a joke like, oh, I think it was good. I like the music. I couldn't see you dance, but I like the music.
So I don't think we should discard dance as a talent because some people there can see, so you don't want to make nobody feel like they can't do anything.
Yeah, so
because NFB says live the life you want, and I feel like we'd be going against the code of conduct if we say you can't dance.
So we can keep their performances at a maximum of 7 minutes.
Seven.
Robert,
Here's a suggestion for the dance situation, because I think there's two really good points here, right? You have the idea that, like Jerusalem said, live the life you want. Who are we to tell a person that dancing isn't their talent to show to us at the convention of blind people for blind people? And them as a blind person want to, you know, tell us that talent. But on the same hand, Janae brings up a good point about access, right? Because we are a convention of blind people, and majority of us may not have the vision to know what's going on or what the moves are. So I think we have two really important ideas that both are coming at intersects that we're like, we feel like we have to choose one over the other, but I don't think we have to. What we could do is keep dance. And as a disclaimer over the question, we make sure that we say, we accept all performances, but we want to make sure that the performances are provided in an accessible format. So that way, if a person wants to dance, at least they consider who they're dancing for, and they may have a way to have those moves described to us all.
Yeah. That's true.
I can just imagine Jules describing the dance. Just like, oh, she hitting the nay-nay. Like, what?
Oh, man.
It's just a way to try to, like, so that way we can, like, keep both and everybody kind of gets, you know, a piece of what they want. Somebody may get up there and want to dance.
Bless you.
Hey, Sean. Welcome.
Hey. Are you coming?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just ask
some shit. Okay, so, well, we're talking about, it looks like y'all were trying to figure out talents still. So,
performing. Ooh.
Sorry, guys. I told you guys I did not feel the best tonight.
Yeah, so
I still wanted to be on this meeting.
Yeah, so, hey, Jerusalem.
So,
as soon as you get all the form stuff for the talent stuff, I can send that out by email to everyone.
Okay. My goal is to have the admission form completed. I hope Robert Ethere is on a speed time. I want to think we should have it up by Wednesday.
Yeah. And all you can do is hand the form to me, is email it my personal email address, which I can text you right after the meeting, and bada boom, bada bing, and
Okay. Do y'all have a deadline for when y'all want to like close the registration?
No. So the deadline, like I said, we're not going to close registration. Registration will be closed once we start the event, so people can pay all the way up until the doors close.
That would be
great. Well, no, I mean for like if they want to participate, like perform.
Should it be the same deadline as the registration for convention? Isn't it the 31st?
Yeah, we can do last minute registration. Not everybody. People might think of their talent. People might not have their talent when the form upload, or they might be scared to form. I think I'm going to close registration for, the admission form the day of. If you get it in before, what time does convention start? Have you guys made the agenda?
12 o'clock.
One on Friday.
So if you get it in before 2:30 Friday, you can still perform. Because since I'm hosting, I would have to pour over to the data, the admission forms, and figure out like what order we're going to do this in. So I would say all the way up to 2:30 because the talent show starts at 8. So that's what, four and a half hours? No, six and a half hours for me to, I think we should close it at, we'll make it 3 to make things easier.
There's going to be stuff going on that day. Put that much work on yourself.
That's why I said the 31st, the same time that regular registration closed, it just be easier. So then you have more time to shift through all the different talents and stuff.
How about we do this? How about we close it? And you guys have a say so on this. I don't want to make this a dictatorship, but how about we close it the day before convention night at 12 p.m. a.m.
I mean, that could work, but you said that means you still got to take time out the day, in the morning of the convention, still going through and setting it up.
I mean, that works for me.
Yeah, this is Pat. I think Janae's making a very valid point. You want to allow yourself some time to be able to sift through your applications, the people that want to perform that evening, and closing it out the day before. You're really not giving yourself enough time to be able to do that.
Okay.
Because technically, if we got people performing different stuff, so you want to keep it simple. So if it's different people performing, piano or like instruments, you want them to go back to back between each other, so it won't be a hassle. You won't have to keep bringing the instruments on and off stage or whatever. Mm. And then if they dancing, the stage clear and all that,
Okay, guys, that's a valid point. So all in favor of closing admissions October 31st, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that's finalized. So we got our 5 questions for the admission form. We have the deadline set.
We still got to clear up what is considered a talent.
Oh, yeah, we got to go back to that. So I think
comedy, performing arts.
Comedy, rap, sing, dance.
That's performing arts, honey.
It's nothing inappropriate. Storytelling, just nothing, nothing inappropriate. Yeah. I'm quite sure no one won't get up there and,
Or you be looking hurt.
I hope not. Sure
and tell everybody that the maximum performance length is 7 minutes, but either that, they're all right. But yeah.
So, anything else you guys want to finalize? So again, I wanted to finalize the roles. So we got Janae down as the judge. I'm hosting. What did I say? The two judges were Janae and who? And
Jean. It's me, Jean, and then I forgot the third person. So either we can get Robert, since y'all said y'all want a Michigan,
yeah.
somebody who's been experienced already.
Robert, you want to hold and be a judge on a panel?
Come on, Robert. You know you want to.
I was planning on being at the bar, but
you could be the Howie Mandel.
Hey, Pat Love, you want to be the judge? You want to be a judge on the panel?
I'll be the judge. That's fine.
Sure, I'll be a judge for you guys.
Okay, so okay, Robert,
G would be the only dude.
Yeah. Robert, if you too intoxicated.
No, I'll
be. Love will no, be a don't substitute. Say that.
I won't be.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I'll be the judge. I'll do it.
Okay. I don't know what Yasmin and Brandon's doing tonight. I know Yasmin, she was out to eat with her family, so she couldn't join. But I was going to see if she was going to collect money at the door. I mean, just like, you know, help people get situated. Something like, I don't know, just thought of a role like a housekeeper or something. To make sure everyone is seated before we start, and people, you know, you guys get what I'm talking about.
Basically, the organizer, the person who keeps everything organized.
Yeah, and since we're not taking any payments at the door, we don't need no one taking. No, we are taking payments at the door.
Yeah,
$15
at the door.
It's $15 at the door. So I might have Yasmin collect Monday, and then Brandon can be an organizer because he's kind of good with that stuff.
Or two, because you forgot about Nicole. Unless we have two organizers.
Yeah, we don't have two organizers. This is going to be a mass gathering event. I'm quite sure everyone's going to be there, so I might have Yasmin collect the money. No, I should have Nicole collect money because she's the treasurer. Yeah, that seems more smart. So I'm gonna have Nicole collect money, and Yasmin and Brandon could be the organizers and make sure everyone is situated, everyone got what they need before starting. Okay, so another thing,
like ushers, what you say?
Yeah, ushers.
Yeah.
So how does that sound to everybody?
Wonderful.
Okay. Excuse me, this is Sean. I was wondering, are we talking? I apologize. I came in a little late. I had some other things to do. But anyhow, are you referring to the NFB, the Michigan's Got Talent?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to have Nicole connect the money, then Yasmin and Brandon could be ushers. To make sure people are situated. What you was going to say, Robert?
No, just make sure y'all remember you are asking Nicole if she's willing to do it. Now you're going to have her do it.
Yeah,
Chris, I'm gonna ask. I actually have the card tomorrow because she wasn't able to make the meeting today. She already had plans, and she wanted a recap of the meeting tomorrow, so I'll call her tomorrow and give her a rundown in a minute. Ask her, would she be willing to collect money? Ask her.
quote unquote.
I make sure you put that in there, you know. It's a recorded line.
Oh, God. Okay. So anything else you guys want to cover about Michigan's Got Talent before we move on? Anything, any suggestions?
Yes, so I was thinking of singing a song. I'm sorry for popping in late, but I already paid $10 for that. I heard you say something about $15. Maybe I misheard.
Okay, I'll clarify it. So right now, you can register. When you register for convention, there's all expenses. So your banquet, registration fee, talent show, right now is $10. But however, if you do not pay your $10 and you want to come in and pay the day of the talent show, the price will go up to $15 if you pay at the door.
Ouch. Okay, good. I already paid. Yeah. So there you go.
Good. Okay. And I don't know if you, well, you good. This don't refer to you, but anyone who is performing or you just attending, you have to pay admission fee. But you already paid, so it doesn't refer to you.
Oh, okay. So I mean, like, let's say I did want to perform. Would I have to pay an extra fee, or I guess? Sorry,
no.
I'm trying to understand.
No.
Okay. No, yeah. You already paid that.
You already paid it. It's just we're not charging no performance fee or anything. It's just an admission fee. Everyone has to pay that.
Yep.
It's $10 if you pay now, and $15 if you pay at the door.
Yeah, which I already did as well. Also,
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. We're all good then. I plan on performance, so there you go.
Okay. Yep. Robert.
I suggest that y'all might want to think about making a flyer for this. Because you might get some people that are interested that live in the area that might not know about the convention but might want to come to the talent show. And it might be a way to get the people that are like at the exhibit hall that may not be staying for the weekend to kind of stick around, and they may want to pay at the door.
Okay. So hold on, let me put this in my notes. Make a flyer. Hold on, just give me a second. Okay. Okay. So what day do you guys think the deadline should be for the flyer? How you guys think it should be? What's the latest you guys think we should upload it? Are we even up? We uploading the flyer, right, guys? To the NFB website, Michigan's website?
Are we doing both? Because if it's at the exhibit hall, you might want to have, like, actual copies of it as well.
Ooh, yeah. What if we made Braille flyers?
You may want to get hard copies and do it and also in electronics so I can mail it out to everyone.
How did you read my mind? I was seriously just thinking about Braille flyers. Like,
right. Yeah. Like, that's just popular. Like, what if we made Braille flyers?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ask me to make it. I don't know Braille no more.
Yeah, both Braille flyers and electronic form so I can mail it out to everyone and send it out to the social media.
Braille, anyone. Big print, and electronic.
Okay, you have an office
form? No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm quite sure Eiler has one. We'll figure it out. I myself, I know Braille somewhat. I only know grade one.
Yeah, I'm like grade it's one. I know a couple of contractions.
Last time I did Braille was when I was with Miss Morrison. Jeez.
Yeah, mine was seventh grade.
But
that's good that y'all be at the convention because there's gonna be a lot of Braille.
Yeah.
See, I can innovate sometimes, can't I?
I mean, I know. So, I remember the bread. It's just the corner letters that we didn't mix up. That's the only thing that messed me up is the corner letters.
Oh, what is that? D-J-H. And what's the other one?
Yeah, D-J-H and F, I think it is.
F, yeah, it's F.
D-J-H and F. So this is Pat. You guys, you're not going to hand braille the flyers. You're going to send the flyer to someone, and they're going to emboss the flyers for you. Put those flyers.
Yeah, of course. You think I was going to
No, we were just saying, as far as us doing Braille.
Stop spazzing out about your Braille skills, because you want to do it professionally. So you're going to create your flyer, and then you can send it to someone that has a Braille embosser, and they'll emboss the flyers for you.
Yeah, of course. You think I was going to send it to Braille machine and type up 5040? Oh, no.
Ooh. Okay, wait. Ooh. Go ahead. I was trying to think of the picture that should be on there.
Janae. I mean, you can have tactile pictures, but I just feel like that's a little bit too much.
Oh, no, I'm just, for Braille. No, I'm not. It's for the people who can see, not for the people who can't.
So, Robert, you know any resources someone with an embosser? Does the Eiler have one? I'm quite sure they do. They have everything in that office.
So iLearn does have an embosser, and they would be willing to emboss flyers. They would charge for that.
Can we pull that out the student fund?
Charge per page. Yeah, they usually charge per page. So what would usually happen is, y'all know that y'all do have, the student division does have a treasury that's located within the state funds. So you would have to consider, probably reach out to Athea and Sabrina and find out the logistics of how much per page they charge. Then I think y'all might want to meet again and really think about how many copies of Braille your flyer would end up being after you create it. Let's think about like how much information is on your sheet and how much that's going to translate into a Braille page, and think about realistically how many of those flyers you want to make available.
Hey, I have a question, Robert. I'm quite sure you would probably notice. What is the expected amount of attendees based off past years?
Good question. So the average is usually between 150 and 200 people. But that
I'm
number,
not going to make 150 flyers, I know that.
That number has been lower since the pandemic. But with this being in Dearborn, we have seen, and I told you already, that we saw a big, big increase in registrations because of the location. People wanted to get near Detroit. So there's a lot of excitement with the registration numbers. So there could be a good number of people.
100 probably would be good.
I was thinking more like 75.
Yeah, now think about this, Shaw. Think about this real hard. 75 Braille copies. Because
I know Braille is bigger than print, so more Braille.
Because there's 100 people there, do they all read Braille? Would be the question you'd have to think about.
Yeah, that's what I asked. What's the average amount of people is coming so I can average out how many people read Braille and how many people doesn't read Braille. So I was thinking maybe like 50.
So this is Pat. This is from experience because I've been doing this for NFB for many, many, many years. So when I bring Braille brochures to the convention, I used to bring a lot of them, but then I realized that not the majority of the people that attend the convention, they don't read Braille. And so you don't want to, like Robert said, you don't want to overextend yourself because you're going to make all those copies and people aren't going to read them. I wouldn't do no more than probably 25 copies in Braille.
25.
You got to remember that you're also going to send it out electronically.
Oh, and yeah.
You're going to have some large print copies also. When I'm at that table and other people that bring their Braille items to the exhibit hall, we very seldom have people actually picking up the Braille copies, you know, so keep that in mind. So you don't want to overextend yourself.
Okay, so 25. Is everyone on agreed of that number?
I agree.
Okay, because I was just going to think about that. Like, we are sending out electronically, and most people know about the talent show.
Right.
You know, based off the website and when they register. I'm 9 times out of 10, most people are going to register online. Well, 10 times out of 10, because Robert said they weren't doing last-minute registration this year.
They are, but it's just, it's the same as your registration, as your admission. Like, people want to register at convention, it would just be a higher cost than what it is online right now.
Okay, so we are doing last-minute registration?
Yeah, if you wanted to register, remember the question was if you wanted to register paying cash, and I said they can make cash at the convention, but when you do that, you'd have to register there, and it would be higher than what it is there. So if registration is 15 online, it's going to be 20 in person. The banquet ticket is 40 online. It's going to be 55 in person.
Okay. So, to the mission forms, Robert, when will I have access to those?
Mission forms?
Yeah, so I can start figuring out, like, are we going to do this in alphabetical order? Or, like, when would I have, because I have to start getting you know, the order.
So what would probably happen is that Thayer would send you the spreadsheet because it's connected to the NFB's state email. So once your deadline comes, he would just send an email with the spreadsheet of all the people that signed up. And it would have, like, your five questions and all of the names and what they, like, each answer they put.
Okay.
Thank God for Thayer.
Okay. So I should have access to that a few days after registration, I mean, admissions close, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Because I like to be organized.
If you request it, you just have to, because that's through the communications committee, so just, you would just let them know, like, you know, what day you'd like to get it back, and they'll work on it and make sure you get an email with it.
Yep.
Okay. 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 Perfect. Anything else that you guys would like to discuss?
Yeah, I got a lot done tonight.
So,
yeah, in 42 minutes. Man, that was cool to me.
So, but, Jerusalem, before we I know that I'm the secretary. So, who's going to be what? For the Michigan Association of Blind Students, like president, treasurer, vice president, all that.
You have to have an election, but I do want to say that y'all do need to have, you might want to talk about scheduling another meeting before, like, pretty soon, because y'all want to talk about your constitution.
Ooh.
Yeah. You were asked to be secretary, and you took that role.
Yep.
I'm going to try the president position.
Good luck.
And Janae is going to act. She's going to be vice president, and I'm going to. I talked to Nicole about it when I talked to her earlier. Yeah. I mean, not earlier, a few days ago, earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she's interested as being on a board. I mean, on participating in the student division and being in our division. She said, yeah. So I'm going to ask Nicole if she wants to be the treasurer because she does work at a bank.
Yeah. Just remember, don't pin anyone that you know at the last minute, and you know, and invest in it more, make them feel right at home, and yeah. So yeah.
So okay. So that's what I'm gonna do. So when are you guys going to have the next meeting where we discuss the roles more and what each role does? And so when do you guys want to have the next meeting and around what time? Do you guys want to do another Saturday? Do you guys want to move it to Sunday? I need a date because I have to check with the board to see do they have anything planned on that day. We need to decide on what day we're going to pick the meeting. So it won't be a conflict of interest.
Right.
Here's my pitch. I really. And you guys, it's okay to disagree, but I think the meeting should be on the Sunday.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Saturday is typically the night where if I was a sick, I'd probably be downtown right now.
Right.
It's party time. It's
the
party day.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what, Jerusalem? I'm not sure if this would work. Probably we could do either Sunday, October 1st or Sunday, October
8th. No. That's too soon.
Okay. October.
The following Sunday after the 1st.
The following Sunday after the 1st. So that would be Sunday, October 8th,
Okay. That works. So we have to I have to talk to the board to see if there's anything planned that day, so it won't be a conflict of interest. What guys do you want to meet? Do you guys want to meet in the evening? I said, what time? My nose is just stuffed in. Everything's just coming out weird.
I think evenings would work. I think around 6 or 7 may work.
Okay, not bad. 6 or 7. So what about 6:30? Meet you in the middle.
Yeah.
Works. Does everyone agree on that? Does that sound appropriate?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, because you know some people do go to church on Sunday, so.
But that's in the morning.
I'm on the phone.
Okay. So y'all should be pretty dandy. So.
Okay.
Okay. So around 6:30, October 8th.
Yep.
I'm going to check in with Athir and Robert and everyone. Yep. See. Does we have anything on the Zoom link? Because if not, we can take that slot.
All right. Yep.
Okay.
This is Sean Williams, and this is me. So I'm an outsider looking in, right? So, having said that, a thought, if you don't mind, if we jump back really quick, I don't mean to drag this on, but just a really, really, really quick thought.
No, go ahead.
So, my thinking is, and this would have been crazy to suggest this when no one would have Braille displays, but since a lot of people have the e-readers made by the NLS library service, so my thinking is, since they have these e-readers, they're theoretically reading things in Braille, although I do understand this is a 20-cell device, so you're not getting your normal 40 cells. However, that's a thought to consider, that maybe people would like the electronic versions of the flyers that you guys are going to be making, just because they're able to read with their Braille displays. Like, I know for me personally, obviously this is a personal opinion, or I'm sorry, this is a personal take on it. I know I read faster electronically. I read faster electronically using Braille than I do with the paper form of Braille. So that's something that maybe want to think about. But again, just a thought. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take that into consideration. But what the flyers was for was the people who's going to come to the carnival or the Thursday, and they don't want to come back. They just want to, because Michigan Got Talent, yes, it's during the convention, but this event will be open to people who's not going to the convention. So that's why I came up with the idea. We suggested Braille flyers, so people who come into the carnival, we can ask, like, hey, do you want to do this event, Michigan's Got Talent? Or would you like to attend? Would you like to attend this event, give them a flyer, the time, the price?
Yeah.
That's what the flyers were for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, cool. Now that you said that, I really think we should scale the flyers down to like 20, because I don't know how many people are coming in. Well, I have to talk to Ether and see how much he charges per page and see how much we're going to put on a flyer, because depending on how much we put on the flyers, it's going to depend on how many flyers we make.
Right. I think
Braille takes up more space than print.
I think 20 is a good number to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, bring it down to 20.
Right.
Okay, so does anybody have any more thoughts on what we discussed today? So we discussed it. I mean, we just, we discussed it, the talent show. I mean, Michigan's Got Talent. And we also discussed the roles of the Michigan's Got Talent, and we decided on a new meeting day to talk about our election, which is going to be, well, it's not set in stone, but we're going to try to get it for Saturday, October 8th at 6:30 p.m.
Yep.
good to everyone.
It sounds pretty dandy to me. Can't wait.
Okay. So once I talk to the board and make sure there is no events taking place that day or in that time, I'll let you know, Steven, for you to send out an email.
Yep. So, all you got to do is text me and let me know when to email, and I will get to it immediately.
Okay.
I
really appreciate it. Okay. So, on the agenda next meeting, we will be talking about the roles. I'm going to see if I can get more people in attendance to this meeting. So, I'm going to talk to Athir and Robert sooner so we can get the notice out faster.
Yeah.
So we can try to get more in attendance.
Right.
So, I'm going to talk to them sooner so I can get the okay to do the meeting that day and that time. And then as soon as I get the okay, I'll let you know. So, the time is now 9:52. At this time, with no one else having any discussion. Wait, does anyone have any discussion of what we talked about today?
You're off by an hour. It's 8:52 or 8:53, I guess. You said 9.
Okay, so with no one speaking up, speak for now and forever hold your peace.
We got to talk about the Constitution as well next meeting.
Yeah, next meeting. That's on the agenda. We're going to talk about the Constitution, the role, each individual role, and we're gonna check the Constitution to see if it needs to be tweaked or anything, because we have to
realize. Actually, I think Robert said we gotta rewrite the Constitution, actually. It's not on the NLB website anymore. I went on there.
No, yeah, I got it. Well,
yeah, I would say we have to rewrite it.
I have the most recent one, which was a few years old now, so it's pretty old. Yeah. So it's up to you all what you want to do with it.
Yeah, if you want to keep it or
okay, so so next meeting, the agenda is the Constitution, the roles of the student division, which each individual role plays in the student division, and we'll be talking about that. All in favor of this meeting being adjourned, say aye. Okay, meeting is adjourned. You guys are dismissed.